North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Friday, May 8, 2020.
Governor Charlie Baker yesterday said that it is important for people, if they get a call from the contact tracers, to take the call and then respond appropriately, such as possibly the quarantine.
The way I would frame this to people, is it worth it to work with us to find 14 days to isolate yourself if you get one of these calls, to not put some family member or some friend or some neighbor in a terrible spot with respect to their own health status? I mean, for me, this really isn't a close call, and I would hope for most people in Massachusetts, and based on everything I know about the people in Massachusetts, that would be the call they would make too.
With new national unemployment numbers coming out today, the governor was asked yesterday about people having problems filing for unemployment in Massachusetts. He had this to say.
And my public service announcement on that one would be the number one reason that a traditional unemployment assurance, unemployment assistance claim doesn't process the first time is because the name of the employer that's listed on the form is not the same as the name of the employer in the system. That is the number one reason. And I can't emphasize this enough because we do get a lot of mail and a lot of incoming and constituent services about this. And we run all this stuff down when it comes in. And the number one reason most of the time that somebody hasn't gotten their benefits yet is because they don't have the right name of the employer on their application. It's the number one issue. I can't emphasize that enough. It's a big part of why we've done dozens and dozens and dozens of town halls that hundreds of thousands of people have tuned in on. Our goal is to get everybody we possibly can get who qualifies onto the system. And it's one of the reasons why we work so hard to be one of a very small number of states that actually got a pandemic unemployment assistance program up and operating within a couple of weeks.
Governor Charlie Baker, the entire Thursday news conference can be seen at msonewsports.com.
In Andover, restaurant owners are still reeling from the disaster caused by the gas explosion over a year and a half ago. And according to Lawrence Eagle Tribune reporter Bill Kirk, the owners are anxiously awaiting new guidelines set for reopening.
As we enter into the first phase, I guess they want to call it, of the reopening, because Charlie Baker's being very, you know, as he is, I think, is in his personality and you know, his policies are generally pretty conservative. He's being taking a very conservative approach to the reopening, and I think because the numbers are still going up in Massachusetts, and I think one of the things they're going to be looking at is how to reopen restaurants, specifically restaurants, bars. Because how do you do social distancing in an environment where, you know, restaurants, their business model is built on having a certain number of people in the restaurant, you know, at any given time, getting them in, getting them out, getting them fed, making sure they get, you know, they pay, and so there's a whole science to that. Which, you know, as a diner, you don't see it because you're there to get the ambiance and the experience. But these guys, they really count on these numbers. So if you have, you know, 20 tables, you want all 20 tables filled because that's how your business model is. And if they come in, and this is what John Ingalls from Palmer's was saying, that if they come in and they say he can only have, you know, he has to cut his number of tables in half because of social distancing, that's going to be a huge cut. That's a 50% cut to his pay. So the restaurant owners are eagerly awaiting the regulations that are going to come out from the state on how restaurants, and they'll be enforced, I imagine, by the local boards of health. What are the rules and parameters of reopening going to be? If they cut them in half, that's going to be a huge problem for a lot of these guys. If they make them put up barriers, that changes the whole ambiance of the restaurant. You know, all the servers are wearing masks. I mean, that's just kind of strange. The menu, even right down to the disposable menus. Everything's got to be disposable now, I guess. I don't know. They don't know. It's a big unknown for these guys right now. And I think it's very, very unsettling for them and their employees.
That's Lawrence Eagle Tribune reporter Bill Kirk.
Salem City officials believe that they are not playing catch-up anymore on the effects of COVID-19, and they can begin to look toward the future. Dustin Luca writing in today's Salem News that, however, they say residents shouldn't expect any of the long list of restrictions that have been in place during the pandemic to be lifted before the middle of the month at the earliest. Quote, I think I've described it as building and flying at the same time. A lot of things that we've settled into that mode, according to Mayor Kimberly Driscoll. She said in a live stream interview with the Salem News on Thursday morning, it's like 2 minutes to go in a tied game every single day, but mostly good stuff. To this point, city government is largely working remotely and doing so fluidly, according to Driscoll. There is much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Sean Horgan's writing in today's Gloucester Times, the Massachusetts seafood industry is set to receive $28 million of the $300 million in federal fisheries assistance, the highest amount of any state after Alaska and Washington, according to NOAA Fisheries. The federal funds, which were part of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, are to be used to address direct or indirect fishery-related losses, as well as subsistence, cultural, or ceremonial impacts related to COVID-19. It remains unclear how the money will be distributed. The announcement also did not include specific eligibility requirements for receiving assistance. In general, fishery participants eligible to apply for the funding include tribes, commercial fishing businesses, charter and for-hire fishing businesses, qualified aquacultural operations processors, and other fishery-related businesses. More in the story in today's Gloucester Times.
Recent testing at a homeless shelter in Salem and one in Beverly revealed that there were no cases of COVID-19, according to officials. A remarkable number considering the high rates of infection in other shelters throughout the state. Paul Layton writing today in the Salem News that shelter officials cautioned that the testing only reflects the situation at the time it took place and said that more tests will be conducted. Nevertheless, the fact that none of the more than 80 clients and staffers at the two shelters tested positive can only be considered good news, according to LifeBridge Executive Director Jason Etheridge. Etheridge says, that's amazing because we're seeing up to 40% infection rates in shelters. We use that as a way to not let our guard down, but to make sure that we keep doing what we're doing.
Michael Cronin writes in today's Gloucester Times, until the statewide emergency order is lifted, all Rockporters will be required to carry some form of face cover on their person while out in public. The decision was made during the second weekly joint meeting between the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Health. During a vote, the town officials agreed to adopt Governor Charlie Baker's regulations around face coverings in public. The latest additions to the statewide emergency order were delivered by Baker on Wednesday. It requires those over the age of 2 to wear face masks in all places where social distancing is not viable. Those who are unable to wear masks due to medical reasons are exempt from the rule. Those who are not in compliance are subject to a $300 fine. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
It's Friday. We have made it to the end of the week. Thanks so much for joining us today on North Shore Today. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Just a reminder, do check out Connections every weekday. The show is posted just about 10 a.m. every day right here on msonewsports.com. All the guests from around the North Shore, all local content, and all exclusive on msonewsports.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.